This is A State of Things. I'm Anita Rao, in for Frank Stacio. Where do teenage musicians go when they tire of their parents' basement and they want to rock out to a real crowd? Maybe they can land a gig at their high school or at a community center. But my guests today say they've got much bigger dreams. The group Student Health met at church, started playing together casually, and then got second place at a Battle of the Bands competition at Cat's Cradle. Now that's when things got serious. They released their first EP earlier this year, went on tour, and joined me in studio now. Student Health is Duke Crawford on rhythm guitar and lead vocals, CJ Sierra on drums, Jake Owens on lead guitar, and Nick Cato on bass. Welcome to the show, y'all.
Hey, hello.
Hi.
Hola.
We got it all. Bonjour. Nick, how did you guys meet? CJ, how did you guys meet? Off to a good start.
So Duke and I, we went to high school together. And he went to New Horizon Church, which is where Jake went. Jake and Kyle are old bassists. And so he knew them, and then I knew Duke. And then one day I went to church with Duke. And at the time, I think a little after that, Jake and Duke started a band together. And then after that kind of fizzled out, Duke and I started a band together. And then after that also fizzled out, Jake, Duke, and I started a band together, and then we brought in Kyle a little after that, and it was pretty casual, and then, like you said, we played Battle of the Bands and won second place, and when we realized what we had, that's when we were like, let's do this, you know?
What did you have with that iteration that you hadn't had in with all the others?
A crowd.
Uh-huh.
Before that, it was really casual. We played to some friends and they're like, yeah, it's good. But then we realized like people are actually enjoying what we're doing. And I think we should give them more, a lot more. And at the time of Battle of the Bands, we had time to play four songs. And the four songs that we played were all of the songs that we had total. And so a little after that, we just kept writing and writing and writing, and now we have a hefty bunch of songs under our belt, but hopefully coming soon we'll have even more.
Awesome. Well, let's get a little sample of your sound. Will you play the song Black Sedan for us?
Of course. It's Black Sedan. You okay? It's okay in the end, but it's no longer falling. My body's trying to sing. Maybe a little bit now. Love is a disease. I can't. I called you to see me there. Well, I'm not looking at sunsets, thinking of you anymore. Look out my window. Oh my God, I love it when it pours. Break down my window in a boy, in a Lord. They say the devil drives a black sedan. I know it's the truth because you die.
with the song Black Sedan. Duke Crawford on lead vocals and rhythm guitar, CJ Sierra on drums, Jake Owens on lead guitar, and Nick Cato on bass. They'll perform together at the Pinhook in Durham on Thursday, July 25th. So Jake, CJ set up for us the story of being in front of a crowd and the energy that they gave you. But with that came a ton of nerves, I know. Can you tell us the story of the Battle of the Bands performance?
Yeah, well, going in, we had been playing together for probably a few months, just practicing in Duke's attic. No really good AC up there, very hot, kind of cramped, lots of flooring up there that's not been used yet. It was a build-up for sure. We worked our way up to, we entered, and when we got there, everybody kind of just loaded all their stuff into this tiny room, very, very cramped. It was like a giant messed up Tetris game. We hung out for a little bit. Comes time for all the bands to start performing. We played kind of towards the end, middle to end. We get on stage, set everything up. I was really nervous personally. My hands were very sweaty. I took precautions to tape extra guitar picks to the headstock of my guitar just because of how sweaty my hands were. And I was like, I'm going to drop these. This is not going to go well.
Did you drop them?
No, surprisingly. But I did lose grip a couple times, so it was very weird. Other than that, we got up there. I'm sure everybody was a little nervous, but we played to our best ability from the rehearsals that we had. And we didn't know how it was going to turn out. We didn't know how people were going to react because it was our first time playing for a crowd. And it was a pretty large crowd for Cat's Cradle, pretty large venue in Carrboro. And it was pretty packed, honestly. Lots of high school kids. So it wasn't like a bunch of adults. It was pretty comforting because it were people like us.
So it felt comfortable and familiar to be in front of that audience.
Yeah, just like people were around in our everyday lives.
Duke, I know that you are the lead songwriter, and y'all are going to do another song for us, Keener. Is there a story behind the song?
Pretty much just Black Sedan and Keener are just past relationships. You know, I try to make my songs as relatable as possible. So my songwriting process is usually just laying down guitar and then just going into town on some lyrics I wrote. So.
Just reliving those heartbreaks.
Yeah, it's sad. Very sad.
All right, let's hear Keener.
When I met you, I was much more keener than you got rid of me. Like a household cleaner, yeah, life bites, but are you by meter? This is better for the both of us. I was much more keener than you got rid of me. Like a household cleaner, yeah, life bites. But are you by meter? This is better for the both of us. When I met you, I was much more keener than you got rid of me. Like a household cleaner, yeah, life bites. But are you by meter? This is better for the both of us. I was much more keener than you got rid of me. Like a household cleaner, yeah. Life bites, but are you by meaner? This is better. Much more keener than you got rid of me. Like a household cleaner, yeah. Life bites, but are you by meaner? This is better.
Student Health in here in studio. Duke Crawford on lead vocals and rhythm guitar, CJ Sierra on drums, Jake Owens on lead guitar, and Nick Cato on bass. They'll be at the Pinhook in Durham on Thursday, July 25th. So, CJ, we joked at the top of the show about you all being young, playing in your parents' basement or attic. But there have been some uncomfortable moments about being a young teenage band trying to make it out there.
Quite a few.
Tell us about them.
So the one story that I love to tell takes place in Asheville, North Carolina. In December of last year, it was our third show on tour. Very, very, like the tail end of December, almost New Year's in Asheville. We drove from Greenville 5 hours straight. I don't think we took any stops. We get there. We got there 2 hours early before we were supposed to show up. We went out to eat, and we hit up the bands. We're trying to figure out, you know, what's going on, what's up. And they told us they were going to be late. Both bands. It was us and two other bands. Both of them were going to be late. So at that point, we were like, okay, we'll go sit inside. We'll wait. We thought, you know, 10, 15 minutes later, they would show up. And as we're waiting, door time is coming closer and closer. Play time is coming closer and closer. And that's when we realized they're not going to show up until after everything starts. And so everything starts, and one of the bands shows up, and they brought their guitars and their amps, and that's it. They didn't bring straps. They didn't bring sticks. They didn't bring breakable cymbals, a snare. So they basically had to use 90% of our stuff to play. And while doing so, they actually broke a few of our stands and didn't apologize. And then their set ended, and the second band still hadn't shown up. So we were like, okay, I guess we have to play now. So we played our set. It was a pretty good set. We were all a little angry, though, at the time. And here it comes. This band shows up. They're coming in. They're loading in. We hadn't really talked to any of the other band members in person yet. And just someone with the band, they weren't a band member, but we assumed that she was possibly in a relationship with someone in the band or just riding along as a friend. She comes up to four very obviously disgruntled teenagers who were throwing things around and goes, "Hey, can you guys like get your stuff out of the way?
Hurry up."
And so, you know, we're like, we are. And we figured she was being rude, but it was like, you know, they're just trying to hurry up because they're late. And still we're throwing things in boxes, sliding them across the floor. And she comes up again and tells us, you know, "Hey, can you guys hurry up and move?" And that's when she started grabbing our stuff without asking and moving it out of the way. And we thought, obviously, that's not okay. You know, we told her, like, don't touch our stuff and whatnot. So after all that, we get our stuff, we go out. And she goes up to our bassist, Kyle. Kyle's packing up merch and whatnot. We're getting ready to leave. We're not having a fun night. And she goes, you know, try to be nice. She's like, "That was a great set. Do you guys have merch?" And Kyle was like, "We do, but I'm packing up. We're leaving." And she threw out a word that I'm not allowed to say on air, but it was a very not nice word. And Kyle was just like, "I don't care." And he packed up and we left. And, you know, we're talking to our buddy Adam. He was our photographer at the time. We told him, and he went in there. Adam is a few years older than us. I think he's about 2-3 years older than I am. He goes in there and he walks up to the lead singer and he's like, "Hey, I don't know who this person is. And I know she's with you guys, but just because you're older than these kids does not mean that you're allowed to just push them around like you are tonight." And when Adam told us what he said, at first I just thought she was being rude. But that's when I realized she came in and saw four angry kids and just did whatever she wanted because, you know, what are a bunch of kids going to do, you know? And that's probably my favorite story to tell because that's, like, that's the cream of the crop right there. That was, like, the most intense, like, disrespect we've gotten from somebody older than us.
Yeah.
And we dipped.
Yeah,
we didn't stay for their set.
We left immediately after.
Yeah, we dipped.
We drove to Boone.
We are leaving and we're going far away.
Yep. We are going to.
Well, exactly.
So you have created or in the process of creating a record label, I guess you could call yourselves, to support younger artists who are trying to make it and trying to make a name for themselves. Will you tell us briefly about that?
So 85 Split is a local record label specializing in helping younger bands get kind of a head start in the industry. I was talking about it earlier, and I'm going to try and keep this as brief as I can. But starting out for Student Health, at least, because we weren't really around for all these other bands, starting out for Student Health, it was really hard to get a foot in the door, because all the shows that we were playing were, they weren't small time shows, but we weren't getting paid for them or anything like that. We were just showing up, playing music, and then they pushed us out the door. And then that, along with the fact that we didn't have any music out either at the time, was especially hard. And so being where we are now, it's really opened my eyes that a lot of these younger bands are being pushed around and left in the dust because they just can't get a foot in the door. And so 85 Split is basically here to take the problems that they're having and fix them while also showing them how to do it in case it happens again in the future. Like recording music, we put a song out on Bandcamp forever ago when we first started that was really bad and it was very expensive, and now I realize it's nice to help the younger bands kind of like do that instead of making them sit around and not do it because it's so expensive.
Yeah, help them get off their feet. Well, I want to leave you guys a second to play us out. I'll remind everyone that Student Health was our band today. They'll be at the Pinhook in Durham on Thursday, July 25th. And they came to us courtesy of WUNC youth reporter Rose DeCanto. The State of Things today, engineered by Robin Copley and Jenny Lawson, produced by Laura Pellicer, Dana Terry, Amanda Magnus, Grant Holub-Mormon, and Paul Kiefer. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Anita Rao. Once again, Student Health. All right.
Switch up and say